The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Bill Meyer.
Good morning. It is Happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What was the old Bible thing? You know, be wise as we're being sent into a den of wolves, right? And so be wise as a serpent and innocent as a dove, and don't get clubbed like a baby seal. Okay, I added that part, but I don't know. I've been using that term a lot the last few days because I've just behind the scenes here in Southern Oregon politics. It's nothing that I can talk about. There's been a lot of machinations going on behind the scenes here, and it's kind of going back to what I was talking about at the Patriots Conference in Josephine County last Saturday, in which there are a lot of well-meaning but naive at my most generous Republican, or just out and out stupid Republicans in some offices here in Southwest Oregon that are just doing stuff. And sometimes I wish that you could just hang out at my house with Linda and me, fielding calls from people trying to put out fires of stupid stuff, people trying to do stupid stuff around stuff, and especially state reps and state senators, candidates, people in office or whatever it is, who do not have campaign managers and who think that, you know, I am just so brilliant that I can field all sorts of, you know, anything that comes my way, because after all, I'm a lawmaker. Someday I'll have to write a book about it, but not right now. But all I can say is that the image of many Southern Oregon politicians walking out there into the world like a baby seal about to be clubbed is just something which just sticks in my head. By the way, Dwayne Juncker is not one of those people. I think, you know, he's the one that's going out there and clubbing baby seal Democrats, you know, that kind of thing. But anyway, just a thought through my head. We really got to be smart about certain things. It's and in fact, and if you are involved in party politics, the one thing I want you to run through your head, if you're involved, if you're a PCP, if you're involved in any of the parties here in Southwest Oregon, run through your mind every time. How is this going to get Republicans elected? How is this going to get more Republicans elected? Just run that through. That is mission number one. Every time, just run that through the ringer. Just think about that. And that'll be a really, really big help. As an example, would inviting Jackson County for All to come into your event necessarily help a Republican get elected? Probably not. Probably not. Right? You know, these are the sort of the things that just run through my head. And we have people in office, some people running for office, they're little baby seals ready to be clubbed, who are thinking that Democrats are just nice people that have a different point of view from me. No, they want you gone. They wish to club you. Poof, 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 like that. And they'll smile and carry a nice briefcase and talk about diversity, equity, and inclusivity while they're doing it. Okay? In other words, so I guess my main political advice this morning is don't be stupid. And I know that's really, really hard, because stupid is sort of the human condition. Speaking of which, Governor Tina Kotek has been doing some stupid things lately. And she is top of the fold in the state news, at least today. Governor Tina Kotek apologizing amid the backlash, this according to the Oregon Live. And she's not going to create an office of the first spouse. So it took her a number of weeks to get through here, where people were trying to club her like a Democrat stupid baby seal, saying, what are you doing? You have your alcoholic, drug addict, or mentally ill spouse. I mean, this is really nice. I'm sure you love her, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't set state policy with the first spouse. You don't have her in on the meetings. This is not the way it works. Nobody elected her. I know you're trying to find a way to augment that $90,000 or so, you know, gubernatorial salary. I know it's not all that much, But hey, you're the one who signed up for the job, Tina. But anyway, so she's not going to do this. No office of the first spouse. Oregonian says, but what exactly Kotek Wilson's role will look like moving forward is still unclear. For now, Kotek said her wife's duty will be limited to making ceremonial appearances and listening to groups of Oregonians who request to be heard. Kotek said she's waiting for guidance from the Oregon Government Ethics Commission to help her better define the longer-term role that her wife will have. I'll tell you what, the best role for the wife that you have is maybe just take a few notes and just stay out of the way because we didn't elect her. Just saying, Gov. All right. All right. Then we got that story that is going on here. And else we have? Federal government ready to launch auction for wind farm leases off the Oregon coast. Now, isn't this the controversy over David Brock Smith's district in which some of his critics are saying made in China? They put up billboards made in China about Senator Brock Smith. And Brock Smith is like, I didn't do this, even though he's in his bill, he was talking about how great windmills are. The thing is, though, that fishermen and a lot of other people are really upset that they're going to be putting these big windmills off the Oregon coast, all as part of the gangrene energy revolution, that sort of thing. But anyway, they announced it yesterday. U.S. Bureau of Ocean Energy Management does not include a lease action or auction date, rather, but they figure it's going to be probably later this year that this will end up happening. They're talking about 2.4 gigawatts of wind power, enough energy for about 830,000 homes when the wind is blowing. But of course, that's a pretty windy area, so that's probably one of the better areas than many to do it. Of course, the part that nobody wants to talk about, and I think this is why critics of Brock Smith were saying made in China, and then David Brock Smith's all upset about that and issuing cease and desist and all sorts of. It's very interesting. This is another example of, once again, clubbed baby seal politics going on behind the scenes in the state of Oregon. Is they're talking about how there's going to be bonuses in these auction leases for having American-made floating devices, right? So in other words, Americans aren't making the windmills. The windmills are going to be made where? Give you one guess. China. Yeah, I think that's why there was that made in China sort of thing. We shall see. We shall see. So we have the technology to make floating barges and all sorts of things that can hold the windmills up, apparently. But we can't make the windmills themselves, which is where the real money is. 19 minutes after 6, we shall continue also taking your calls, 770-5633. It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What's the conspiracy on your mind today? Go ahead.
Are you craving a tasty and satisfying lunch option? Look no further. Artisan Bakery Cafe is offering fresh salad wraps. Now you can turn any of their delicious salads, whether it's our fresh house salad, classic Caesar salad, or flavorful cranberry almond feta, into a scrumptious wrap. And that's not all. You can customize it with your choice of turkey, ham, roast beef, or chicken salad for that extra protein punch. Stop by today and enjoy indoor-outdoor seating across from Fred Meyer at 1325 Center Drive in Medford. That's Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Jackson County, your vote counts. This May 21st primary election includes Democratic and Republican nomination of candidates, along with any nonpartisan candidates and measures. If you're not registered with a major political party, you'll receive a ballot with nonpartisan candidates and measures. Know when your ballot arrives at your mailbox by signing up at informeddelivery.usps.com. Postmark or deposit your ballot in an official ballot drop box no later than 8 p.m. on May 21st, but recommended that you mail by May 14th. Track your ballot as it leaves your hand when you mail or deposit in an official ballot drop box at oregonvotes.gov/myvote. Postage is not needed to mail, and don't forget to sign your ballot return envelope.
Hello, I'm Chris Walker, your Jackson County Clerk. For more information, visit jacksoncountyor.gov/elections.
Your County Clerk's Office, making sure your vote counts.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided. Provided by Dish.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED and KCMD.
21 after 6. You can join the conversation, 770-5633. By the way, if you hide your caller ID, you won't get through. And I know there was a troll I was trying to talk to, you know, during the break, and I just picked it up anyway when I saw that it was no caller ID and didn't want to talk. And that's not the way we play the game here. And you let me know who you are. And I'll let you know who I am, because I let you know who I am. And it's one of the few rules that we have here. And one of the few rules. And the other thing is just get to the point as soon as possible. All right. 770-563-3770-KMED. All right. Bob Shan writes from Medford this morning. Hey, Bill. Good morning. I attended Medford's Ward 3 Town Hall at the Rogue Xbox Aqua Warehouse. More interesting on the inside than out. I listened a lot and I learned a little. It would take more than a 30-second spot to share intel. If you're interested, I may attempt a outline style of notes or news style column in order to provide a fair summation of my experience. Kind regards, Bob. P.S. Randy didn't stump for the commissioner's positions, although he did open the door for a personal conversation at the conclusion of the meeting. Okay, very well. By the way, let's see. Kevin Stein may very well be groomed to be selected as mayor if Randy wins. That sounds like a reasonable assumption, Bob. I look forward to your report. We have open phones at 7:10, okay? We've got some open phone time at 7:10. Congressman Bench, by the way, is going to be joining me here in about 10 minutes, so I'm looking forward to talking about some of those votes in the Great Wolf and everything else. Judy Ahrens writes from Josephine County this morning, Bill, today is National Prayer or Day of Prayer. Could you please announce on your program that if any of your listeners would like to participate in the Grants Pass one, we will be meeting at the Josephine County Courthouse at the flagpole 1 o'clock today for a 20-minute program. Blessings. You know, Judy, National Day of Prayer, good thing. And once again, wise as a serpent, innocent as a dove, or gentle as a dove, innocent as a dove is what it is, because you're in a den of wolves, and once again, pray to not be clubbed like a baby seal. Pray for wisdom, because like I'm telling you, Judy, you know what it's like there behind the scenes right now. There's a lot of dumb in this world right now, and one of the most important things that we can do right now, the biggest difference, the haves and the have-nots, brains, no brains. Brains, no brains. Let's emphasize and pray for the brain side, all right? All right. All right. Speaking of no brains, we haven't done a gangrene update here for a while. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a gangrene hygiene update. Here we go.
I was walking down the street the other day. Who did I meet? I met a friend of mine and he just say, man, I could smell your feet a mile away.
Yep, smell your feet a mile away. Smile away. Probably the dumbest song that Paul McCartney ever wrote. Maybe this side of Why Don't We Do It in the Road, although that may have been John Lennon. I don't know. The latest from Gang Green, bad hygiene, good for the environment. Yes, it's good for the environment. Martin Armstrong writing in Armstrong Economics. We are expected to sacrifice all of our earthly comforts in the name of climate change. The latest issue brewing, water conservation, specifically the daily shower. EPA states that the average 8-minute shower wastes 20 minutes of water. Now calls to establish a new norm of not showering every day to save the environment. We can all smell like the homeless encampment. We can all smell that way. Wouldn't that be great? Martin has a BBC article on his website, Armstrong Economics, by the way, good site, that says, there's no need to shower every day. And the author said she showers a mere 3 times a week, which would be seen as a sign of an underlying mental health disorder if not for climate conservation efforts. The authors had some friends of hers only need to bathe once a week. And the article quotes chemist David Whitlock, who went 12 years without a shower, only spraying himself with good bacteria. Ew. You imagine a guy didn't clean up for 12 years? Well, article calls out numerous experts who do not shower every day and are brave for admitting their hygiene habits. Of course, the fact of the matter is, though, and Armstrong is right when he says that diseases were much more prevalent when people failed to clean themselves. And there were, you know, Japanese culture, all very big on cleanliness and other ones. And people would start experiencing that. And then they found out, gee, they didn't get quite so sick so often. But that's okay. Mother Earth needs to be saved, right? That sort of thing. So that is our gangrene hygiene update. I think I'm going to have to save that piece of Paul McCartney chart junk from 1970 and keep it around. You can smell your feet a mile away and everything else for that matter. Ew. 627. Congressman Cliff Bentz should be joining me here in the next few minutes. Looking forward to a good talk on the issues. We'll see what he has to say about some of those votes, because a lot of people have been writing me and writing me and writing me, and they're not happy. And I hope they're writing the congressman as much as they're writing me. This is the Bill Myers Show.